This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Monday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect Aotearoa. I'm David Chaston and this is the International Edition from interest.co.nz, and today we leave with news the string of losses and instability is building, just as the RBA and the RBNZ meet to review their OCR settings. As something of a canary, private equity deals are failing to get funded now. You can't do a leveraged buyout without the debt, and financing markets are seizing up. Certainly banks are much less willing to do the debt part of these deals. More than $1 trillion in these deals were done in 2021, and 2022 started strong. But now markets are repricing valuations, and that undercuts deals in progress. Investors no longer agree the price-to-earnings ratios that private equity is pitching. Some icon deals being promoted are failing. Further, many private equity portfolio companies will now face high cost pressures they can't pass on to customers. High-cost leverage can push weak businesses into a critical condition. Expect to see some big-time collapses and value destruction. Some will be very public. Failures will raise the price of debt for others in similar situations. However, first in Japan, new official data shows that last week their government spent about $34 billion intervening in foreign exchange markets to prop up the yen. It worked, but it drained nearly 15% of funds that is readily available for these types of interventions, meaning they have about $225 billion left in these reserves, which doesn't seem a lot for the world's third largest economy. And Japanese industrial production surged unexpectedly in August to be 5.1% higher than a year ago, its best non-pandemic result since 2014. Meanwhile, Japanese retail sales rose 4.1% in August from a year ago, exceeding market consensus of 2.8% and following a 2.4% gain a month earlier. In China, there were PMIs released late last week. The official factory PMIs report a very slight improvement to a steady state, neither expanding nor contracting. But the private Kaizen version is going the other way, a growing contraction. The official release also included data in their services sector, and that was negative, falling from a modest expansion in July to no expansion in August. That is the third straight month of a decrease in their services expansion. In China, this coming Golden Week isn't going to generate any travel-induced activity. Authorities are warning everyone to stay put during the week. Some cities are even putting their whole community into lockdown again. And in an ominous sign, ocean carriers are cancelling dozens of sailings on the world's busiest routes, including the China to US West Coast, during what is normally their peak season. The latest sign of economic weakness hitting companies as inflation weighs on global trade and consumer spending. And Hong Kong retail sales were reported for August and they weren't flash, falling 2.9% year on year. And staying in Hong Kong, Bloomberg is reporting that the value of Chinese firms listed there has sunk 14% to their lowest valuation on record. They are now trading at just 60% of their book value, the cheapest ever. And investors may be shifting funds back to the US in a risk-off flow, but not all funds are flowing that way. The rush out of China is also seeing investment move to Vietnam and India. And India reviewed its policy interest rate late on Friday, and as expected, it raised it by 50 basis points to 4.9%. In the US, the inflation measure the Federal Reserve takes note of, the PCE, slipped in August from July to be 6.2% higher than a year ago. But the core result rose slightly to 4.9% and stubbornly high. Personal income rose again at the expected rate, but personal spending rose faster than expected. US petrol prices have stopped falling, still at about $3.80 a gallon as the national average, and stable for the past month, and still 20% higher than a year ago. The latest University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey has stayed very low, even if it did rise marginally from July. In Europe, Germany reported that its labour force didn't grow in August, the first time in 18 months that this has happened. They also said their numbers out of work fell by 125,000 and their jobless rate stayed at just 3% of their 44 million labour force. Meanwhile, the EU said its overall inflation rate rose to 10% in September. German inflation was higher at 10.9%, whereas French inflation was at 6.2%, which is about the lowest of the larger countries in the bloc. And European Union countries agreed to impose emergency taxes on energy firms' windfall profits, and began talks on their next move to tackle Europe's energy crunch, possibly a block-wide oil and gas price cap. In Australia, their Productivity Commission is reminding policymakers that first home buyer subsidies push up housing values and is counterproductive and doesn't make home ownership more affordable. This money would be better spent preventing homelessness, they say. The US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at 3.83% and unchanged from this time on Saturday. A week ago it was at 3.70%. And the price of gold will open today at $1,661 an ounce. This is down a dollar from this time Saturday, but up $20 from this time last week. And oil prices start today unchanged from Saturday at just on $79.50 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price has risen to just be $85.50 a barrel. These levels are similar to what we were at last week and an eighth-month low. Natural gas prices are still falling. So OPEC is reported to be considering a big production cut in an attempt to prop up prices. And the Kiwi dollar will open today at just under 56 US cents and more than a cent lower than where we ended on Friday and back to a 13-year low, pandemic accepted. Against the Australian dollar, we're unchanged at 87.7 Australian cents. Against the euro, we're down to 57.5 euro cents. That all means our trade-weighted index starts today at just on 66.3 and down 160 basis points in a week. That is an 11-year low, also pandemic accepted. And the Bitcoin price is now at $19,197 and down 3% from this time Saturday. Volatility over the past 24 hours has been low at just on plus or minus 0.9%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.